flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with
What Happened
on Jones and Keefe.
That's right. Adam Jones filling in today for Rich Keefe on the most electrifying 10 to 15 minutes of sports highlights and football talk in all of New England. It's time for What Happened in Week 16 of the National Football League. Of course, your football weekend and the football solstice got off to a tremendous start. And by tremendous start, I mean at least there was competitive football on TV Friday night. Notre Dame just running roughshod all over Indiana. And on Saturday, we had five electrifying football games, 3 college games that were absolute blowouts. But we did have 2 professional games that mattered as far as the AFC's playoff landscape goes. So first thing we should do is we should go out to the land of barbecue and beefy people.
What happened?
That's right. You know what happened? Patrick Mahomes in a supposed high ankle sprain. That's what happened.
2nd and 8. Mahomes with time. Nearly tripped. Mahomes, 1st down. Mahomes, touchdown. What bum ankle. 15 yards for number 15.
The Chiefs bundle Ruski it up and take it down 27-19 over the Texans. Another stellar day for Patrick Mahomes. 28 for 41, 260, 1 pass and 1 rush, and sadly another season-ending gruesome injury for Tank Dell on the Texans.
No, that was all. He spent an extra night there in Kansas City.
Awful.
After that injury, he was having a big game as well. Stroud, not good. Hasn't been good all year long. Couple of picks in the game. But on Mahomes, They said it right there on the broadcast. What injury? He's running around. It's the longest touchdown run of his career. I think it was 15 yards or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I give him a lot of credit. I know Patriots fans think he's probably making up the injury or whatever. I give him a lot of credit for playing through injuries the same way Brady did. Mm-hmm. Brady never missed time outside of his torn up knee by Bernard Pollard. Mahomes missed a couple of games a few years ago. Other than that, he doesn't miss time. That is a very, very, very underrated thing that Mahomes deserves a lot of credit for.
Yeah, absolutely tough guy. And you see, if you watch the quarterback docuseries, all the work he puts into his dad bod in the offseason to get through the rigors of the NFL. So shout out to him and his 14-1 Chiefs and the referees that helped them every game. Oh, I sound like a bitter Patriots fan. Speaking of bitter Patriots fans, there was a game in Baltimore played just after that.
Hey, what happened?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what happened. Dangerous Wilson thought it was 10 years ago. Spoiler alert, it wasn't.
Here's Wilson again. Oh, and this big seam there. Wilson going to take off. Look at him go. Inside the 10. Russell Wilson decked inside the 5. Ball comes out. Who's going to grab it? Ravens have it. Our Darius Washington with the big hit.
Russell Wilson, unfortunately, responsible for two back-breaking turnovers in that game. The fumble as he was trying to race into the end zone in the first half. And then later on, a pick six to Mylon Humphrey. Your final, Ravens 34, Steelers 17. Jones, Lamar Jackson may have re-entered the MVP conversation. 207 passing yards, three touchdowns, and Derrick Henry juggernauting his way to 162 on the ground.
Yeah, I still would go Allen. As poor as Allen played yesterday, I think he has MVP wrapped up personally because I think they owe him one from last year where Lamar didn't deserve it. Lamar arguably having a better year. Allen had the better year last year. That'll all wash out. I'd be a little nervous if I'm Pittsburgh. Like, they've looked totally different without George Pickens the last few weeks. Yep. They've lost two straight. Baltimore knocking on the door. They're still the three seed as of right now, but that's far from a given. I think they have Kansas City next, correct? So, yeah, I'd be nervous about them. I've never fully believed in them all year, and maybe they're starting to fall apart late in the year.
Yeah, and their defense has actually become a sore spot for them as well. That has been a problem, but they're still going to make it to the playoffs. Who wins the North? We shall see. Let's move on to Sunday. And it looks like we now have a little bit of a tie in the NFC South, you guys.
What happened?
I'll tell you what happened. The Lord Jesus chose a new quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, and he played pretty well.
Intercepted! Picked off by Jesse Bates, and Bates will take it all the way for a Falcons touchdown!
That was Jesse Bates, the safety, with a pick six off of Drew Lock. The New York, they are not football Giants with another pathetic effort. Falcons 34, Giants 7. No touchdowns for Michael Penix Jr. in his first start, but 18 for 27, 202 yards. Now we got this little race in the NFC South the last 2 weeks, Jones.
Yeah, the Falcons are on top of the division. They got two more games to go. Michael Penix, you'd assume, barring an injury, is going to start each of them. Here's what you have. Commanders and then the Panthers to finish out the year. So two winnable games. I'm not sure I'd pick them this week against Washington, who we'll get to coming up. But Penix looked fine. I wouldn't say great, but fine in that outing.
Kyle Pitts did his best Kayshon Booty.
He did. That's true. Hunter Henry, Kayshon Booty, that is true. Judon got in the end zone as well. A couple of pick sixes that helped him out. Giants are now in the driver's seat for the number one pick. And right behind him, Patriots for the number two pick.
And Shedeur Sanders is miserable, just thinking that he may have to go to North Jersey to play the first 5 years of his career. Hey, let's make our way to the Midwest, shall we?
Nice.
What happened?
I'll tell you what, Ben Johnson put on quite the audition for the Chicago Bears for next season.
A dip stumbled after taking the snap. But it doesn't matter. Connects with LaPorta for a Lions touchdown. Even when something goes wrong, it goes right for the Detroit Lions.
Now, the funny thing is it didn't go wrong. It was actually a scripted stumble play. The Detroit Lions watched Jordan Love and the Packers actually fall backwards, almost land on his ass, and throw a ball to Luke Musgrave 50 yards and almost get in the end zone against the Bears. So to impress his potential future employer, the Chicago Bears, Detroit Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson calls a purposeful stumble play to throw them off. And guess what? LaPorta is wide open. Goff, 336 and three touchdowns. Are the Lions your NFC favorite right now, Jones?
I think they're back to it. Yeah, I was nervous about some of the injuries on defense. Philly had a shaky loss yesterday, which, again, I know we'll get to coming up. I probably would have said Philly going into the weekend, so maybe I'm overreacting, but I don't know. Jalen Hurts, I'm assuming he'll be out of concussion protocol. Let's see. So I think they're definitely the team I'm rooting for. I think they are the best team in the NFC. That play call, though, if you haven't seen it, it's worth Googling the highlight where Jared Goff pretends to fall down. Jahmyr Gibbs pretends to hit the ground for the fumble on the ground. And then it's LaPorta streaking wide open. I would imagine Ben Johnson has that job sewed up anyway, but it was a good little thing to put on tape going against his, as you said, future employer.
He's going to name his price tag in Chicago, and he'll do wonders with that offense. Would he be the guy that you would want most to take over in New England where they're a complete blowout?
If I could have anyone, yes. But I don't see why he'd take that compared to other potential jobs. Drake May greater than Caleb Williams, but everything else here is a disaster, so I'd take the Bears job if I were him.
Speaking of team scoring points and actually making for entertaining football, let's go down to the South, shall we?
What happened?
Oh, my gosh. Are Chuba and Bryce back? I think they are.
Hubbard. Chuba Hubbard dancing into the end zone and a Panthers victory with a touchdown in overtime. Cardinals eliminated from the playoffs.
Oh, Kyler of Duty and the Cardinals eliminated 36-30, your final in overtime by Bryce Young, Chuba Hubbard, and the Panthers. Do I dare say, Jones, that the Panthers have been entertainingly frisky the last month or so?
100%. I don't know if that's a long tease for tears tomorrow, but that is a fun team, a fun team. The only game they've really gagged away is, oddly enough, the one they were favored in a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks ago,
against the Cowboys.
Yeah. But yesterday, Hubbard was awesome. He's been awesome for them all year. Bryce Young looks like maybe he's not a complete and total bust. And just if you're the Patriots and you're watching how Carolina is actually winning games, not just playing tough, but actually winning games and beating the team that pantsed you 2 weeks ago in Arizona, that's a team on the rise. Patriots are doing the total opposite.
Exactly. Maybe if we could only find, like, a former sex addict for an offensive coordinator as well.
He has a whole book about that, you know, Dave Canales.
Guy's doing a great job. It was awesome last year. He revitalized Baker. Now he's got the Panthers playing well, people believing in Bryce Young all over again, or for the first time in the NFL. I'm impressed.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, if you want to be depressed, let's go to Jersey. Aaron Rodgers, and they played the Rams. It was not fun.
First and 10, fake to Williams. Here they go. Higby, 5, leaping, and the pylon touchdown. What a play. Rams have got the lead.
Yeah, the New York Jets lost 9-19 to the Rams. Hardly the greatest output for Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp and company, but Matthew Stafford and the NFC West leading Rams at 9-6. I got to ask you this. Is there a team you may least want to play more in the NFL heading into the playoffs than the white hot Rams?
So I think they're that team. I would have said Tampa. Tampa would have been on my list as well, but I do think they're that team. They are very similar to Tampa in that they didn't have Cup. They didn't have Nacua for a while. They get them back. Yesterday was not pretty, as you pointed out, but they're flying across country. They're beating the Jets. Yeah, I would not want to play the Rams. I wouldn't want McVay on the other side because they do have typically a ton of offensive firepower. They beat the Bills a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, I would not want to play them. They look like they're rounding into form at just the right time. And Aaron Rodgers kept it together for like 2 weeks against crappy opponents. They lost to the Dolphins in overtime, and then they got their win last week against the Jags. He looks to be cooked all over again.
256 and a tutty yesterday to his pal Devontae, but they will not be opening up a victory. Taco Bell are handing out tacos. Hey, speaking of enigmas, let's go to the nation's capital.
Hey, what happened?
I'll tell you what, somehow you can turn the ball over 5 times and still win?
Second and goal, 10 seconds. Daniels fires, end zone, touchdown!
This was by far the most entertaining game of the day. Your finals, Megos Commanders 36, Eagles 33. By the way, I love a good Joe Davis call. I think he turns it up to the 11 that I want on a big call.
Joe
sometimes.
Davis still weirds me out. He's not as young as I thought. I thought he was still like 25. He still weirds me out because he sounds 50 and he's like 32. So that still weirds me out. But no, that was a good call. I'll give him credit on that. That was a good call.
He's got the call on my favorite, in the year in review, my favorite sports moment of the year, the Freddie Freeman home run.
Oh, that was, I mean, that was an awesome game and a good call. It's true. Yeah, he might.
An excellent call.
He's better suited to baseball. It's a fair point. And yeah, he's like their new Joe Buck now that Buck is doing Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
On Jaden Daniels, as good as he is, like he's supremely talented. He's fun to watch running around or throwing. His ability in the clutch in some of these games is unbelievable for a guy who just got into the league on a team that really doesn't have a ton more than Drake May has. Like, he's got Terry McLaurin. That's something. But he's throwing game winners to Jamison Crowder, who's bounced around the league, and 2 touchdowns to Zacchaeus and Zach Ertz when he's even out there. Like, he's revitalized a bunch of bums for the most part. He has a defensive retread head coach.
Yep.
He really doesn't have a lot more to work with than Drake May. His ability to pull out these games at the end, especially against the Eagles, who had won 10 straight, I think it was.
Yep.
Very, very impressive. That's the most impressive thing about him.
Oh, yeah. They were playing for the number one seed in the NFC yesterday as well. You know, Hurts goes out with a concussion early. Pickett comes in. He gets dinged up. Another big day for Saquon as well. There's everything about that game that said the Eagles should and could have won. And yet somehow, like you said, this amazing clutch that Jaden Daniels is able to find. And by the way, for everyone who wants to like try to do a Daniels-May Commanders-Patriots comp, Washington had the 27th-ranked offensive line in football last year. They were an absolute mess. Their defense stunk. Not a ton of playmakers. They had a McLaurin and not much else. And now look, they even cut their first-round cornerback from a few years ago in Emmanuel Forbes. And now look at the way they've turned things around. Do you think the Patriots are capable next year of a Commanders-esque turnaround?
100% capable, but you got to spend money. And you got to draft well. And like, do I trust the Patriots to do either of those things? No, but are they capable? Yeah, it's the NFL. You could turn it around in one off. I said it all offseason last year. If you want to turn it around, you can, but you got to spend the money and draft well. And this team doesn't do either of those things.
They do not. I'll tell you somebody who does something really well. It's this guy in the land of cinnamon and chocolate spiced chili out there in Cincinnati.
What happened?
Joe Burrow. That's what happened.
149 left. Looks like Garrett may have come across early. Could be a free play. Burrow to the end zone. Chase for the touchdown.
I don't know who. So final score in Cincinnati yesterday, Bengals 24, the Browns 6. Jones, I don't know who's going to have to take a step back or falter down the stretch to allow the Bengals to get into the playoffs in the
AFC. It's a bunch.
I don't think it's going to happen, but it stinks because I don't think there's a team you would want to play less than the Bengals right now because of the way Burrow's playing. Yesterday, he becomes the only quarterback with 250-plus yards and 3-plus touchdowns in 7 straight games. This is also coming off of him buying himself a Batmobile and then gifting all of his offensive linemen unique Japanese katanas. That's right, Rich Keefe. Burrow gave everyone their own Japanese sword for Christmas.
I'll tell you a little peek behind the curtain. After we did Grab Bag on Friday, I think it was, after the show, Keefe was pissed at himself for not mentioning that story.
Good.
All he wanted to do was talk about swords and katanas and, you know, samurai warriors.
He's the best, man.
Yeah, that's all he wanted to do. God. And Keith dropped the ball on that. He was beating himself up after
Rich,
the show.
Rich, I got you.
So here's what needs to happen. The Broncos need to lose to Cincinnati, who they play head-to-head this week.
Okay.
And the Chiefs week 18. Both of those things could happen, okay?
Ooh, okay.
Like, I don't know if the Chiefs are going to need that game, but that could happen. And obviously, if you lose head-to-head to Cincinnati, that's a win for the Bengals. The Bengals would also need Indy and Miami to lose a game down the stretch. And, of course, Cincinnati would have to win out. Indy plays their final two. The Giants and Jags, I don't see them losing either of those games, but they are the Colts. Ooh. It's not like they're a great team. Mm-hmm. And then you also need the Dolphins to stub their toe against either the Browns or Jets. So I don't think it's happening for Joe Burrow, but I agree with you. That would be a fun team to see in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's too bad they lost that first week.
The Patriots played spoiler. They didn't realize they did it in week one, but the Patriots played spoiler all the way back in week one.
They took them to the hill. All right, let's race through the last couple. Let's go to Naptown, everyone.
What happened?
I'll tell you what, Jonathan Taylor redeemed himself bigly after last week.
A first down, it's Taylor again, and Taylor explodes. Taylor's into the open field. He has one man to beat. No chance. And he'll hold out of the ball with two hands into the end zone. Touchdown, Colts, 65 yards.
That's right, 38-30, your final as the Colts take down their AFC South nemesis or rival, the Tennessee Titans. How about this yesterday, Jones? Jonathan Taylor and Anthony Richardson became the only running back and QB combo ever to rush for over 200 yards and over 70 yards in the same game, respectively. It's pretty nice.
Wow. I did not know that. Colts set a franchise record for rush yards, 335. Keefe, I think we should get credit for the Bozo touchdown parlay. Keefe had Jonathan Taylor in the Bozo touchdown parlay. He scored three times. So like, I feel like that should count in some way, shape, or form. And we should have seen this one coming. One week after he, like a moron, dropped the ball going into the end zone, he ripped off two long touchdown runs, three in total. Look, I mean, the Colts, I don't think are a good team, but they do have some talent on that roster. I don't hate Anthony Richardson. I liked him a lot when he came into the league. I don't hate what he can do. Obviously, he makes maddening plays here and there, but that's how they got to win games, run all over people, and they can do it.
And I like their little receiving trio there of Pierce, Downs, and Pittman as well. There's enough talent, maybe not to make a lot of noise, but to be consistently, to be in games and entertaining, they have that and they have then some. Hey, let's go out to Las Vegas. a really boring football game that absolutely screwed the Raiders' future. That's what happened.
Abdullah at the five. Still going. Abdullah, touchdown. He lets Powers Johnson spike it. And the Raiders back in front.
That would be 19 for the Raiders and 14 for the Jaguars. Nice long touchdown pass from old pal Mac Jones to Brian Thomas Jr., who goes over 1,000 yards. Best rookie receiver on the season. But here's the deal, Jones. Now that the Raiders won, they dropped themselves from first to fifth in the tankathon. They had Shedeur Sanders, who I believe the organization wants, clearly in their sights. But Antonio Pierce delivers the first overall draft pick now to his former team, the New York Giants.
Yep. That's a regrettable move by the Raiders. Like, I'm not all for tanking for the Patriots this year. They have their quarterback, but if I'm the Raiders and the Giants, I am trying like hell to race to the bottom. I agree with you. Brian Thomas Jr., beast. He's even making Mac look good week after week after week. So I think he has had the best rookie season. I'd still take Neighbors over him. Mm-hmm. I love Neighbors, but both of them are better than Marvin Harrison Jr., and it's not close. And I will also say they're a little better than Jalen Polk. It's a tight race, but they're slightly better than Polk, too.
I don't know. Higher ceiling on that Polk kid. The best is yet to come. All right, I know we're running out of time. One more, and we have to go to the Pacific Northwest for our last highlight. And what happened?
What happened?
Oh, we need to do it because it's in German, and there was quite the Endstand up there in Seattle.
Noch zugemacht, die 43.
Aber am Ende, wenn sie jetzt reinkommen, ist auch egal.
Eins von acht beim dritten Versuch.
Nächster Versuch, die Chance vielleicht. Und der ist gefangen in der Endzone.
Nein.
Unglaublich. AJ Barner, der Rookie mit dem Touchdown.
Der war stark.
He was upset. Yelled nine.
There's really nothing I love more than NFL highlights in German. They're just a different kind of drug. Vikings 27, Seahawks 24. The one thing we're not spending enough time talking about this year in the NFL, the work of Kevin O'Connell, Sammy Squarejaw, the Lego quarterback. Yesterday, three touchdowns, over 250 yards. Justin Jefferson, 10 for a buck 44 and two tutties. The Vikings are the sneaky best 13-2 team in the history of the NFL that no one is talking about.
Yeah.
Nice.
I still, like, you asked me NFC teams earlier. I'm like, Eagles, Lions, obviously. I don't take the Vikings seriously. I apologize. But O'Connell is doing tremendous, tremendous work there. I can't trust Sam Darnold in a playoff game on the road. Like a bunch of wins on the road. I can't buy into that.
Yeah, understandably so, because he does have a past. He did see ghosts, but at the same time, like, they're doing amazing work, and they've got, like, between Addison and Jefferson and then Hawkinson coming back now. Like, that's a team
all
whose
the
offense.
Sons, yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to want all the Suns, exactly. Also around the rest of the league, it was Dolphins 29, 49ers 17, 49ers eliminated. And on the Sunday Night Football, the Cowboys squeaked out over the Buccaneers 26-24.
That was a crazy finish, that game.
It was. Yeah.
You know, like, Mayfield throws what should be touchdowns that get wrestled out at the goal line.
What happened?
They had more turnovers.
Showing the pressure. Here it comes in the back. Jordan Lewis got there.
Yeah.
Mayfield pitches it forward. Somehow he got it.
Unreal.
White was on the way down, and Deron Bland took it away. Incredible.
McCarthy might be saving his job. Like, I don't think he's going to be back, but he might be saving his job.
I'm more confident McCarthy's back than Mayo. I 100%.
Really?
Look how good they've looked with Cooper Rush, and what an awful overpay for Dakota Prescott.
Yeah, I like Dak, but Cooper Rush has been good. And that's what it's – for everyone who says they're playing hard for Mayo – what the Cowboys are doing, that's what it looks like playing hard for your coach. And I don't think they should bring back McCarthy either, but that's what actually playing hard for your coach looks like. I'm not quite sure what the Patriots are doing, but it's something different than that. So there you go. That's what happened. Week 15 review throughout the NFL. Excellent, excellent work, Fitzy. I got to be when it was like Keith was here, I would have done a very terrible job with that. So good job, Fitzy.